The following program is sponsored by Brotherhood Arms.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Brotherhood Arms in Watertown carries all the big names, including Winchester, Remington, Glock, Mossberg, Browning, Beretta, and many other foreign and domestic brands. Stop into Brotherhood Arms, North Highway 20, next to Doug's Anchor Marine, or online at brotherhoodarms.net.
KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and In the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and In the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Eggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Tiny bit chilly out there this morning. I have to put my hands around my coffee cup to warm them up. All right, Randy, it's you and I.
That's right.
Hey, we're on the board side today. He's teaching me production, so let's just forewarn everyone. You got Randy Eggermeyer on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, we do? He's hot?
He's there, yeah.
Oh, you there, Randy?
I'm with you, man.
Oh, now be careful, Randy. You might have to run. We've got Randy remote this morning, and you might have to come over and help me run this board.
Hey, I got stuck doing that last week.
I mean, we're getting way out of our comfort zone. Okay, there goes Randy. He's got to go, drop off at the school?
Right. I think that's what he has to do, yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic.
He's going to play taxi right away in the morning.
Well, I'm gonna say cheers to everyone to a morning cup of coffee, down at night, up in the morning with a good cup from Mickey D's. All right, Randy.
Oh, got it like that.
Whew. If we're going to get around where we think we're going to get around this morning, we're going to run, first of all, we're going to talk about Fishapalooza in Henry, and then we're going to run to Neil. Neil's going to give us a quick little report. I don't know how I'm going to get all this done, and then we're going to try to get Corey Rickard on the line, Glacial Lakes Ice Fishing League. So they fished Indian Springs last weekend, and they caught some fish. So anyway, Randy, let's talk about ice fishing this coming weekend. Henry, South Dakota for Fishapalooza on a really good lake this winter.
You know, it's going to be a real good, you know, the bite's actually pretty decent out there, too. I saw some fish that over the weekend that were caught. We've got the Henry Fishapalooza going to be on Long Wake. Now, if you're not familiar with that lake, it's actually a beautiful, beautiful lake to fish on. A lot of body of water to choose from and everything. And that's going to happen on Saturday. Now, registration is going to be from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Double Barrel. And it's going to be $20 a person to get involved in this thing now. And the fishing starts at 8 o'clock now. Here's the fun thing about it now. You know the Double Barrel, Rose over there, she can do a heck of a job cooking. They're going to have a free wheel donation breakfast also that morning.
Oh, wow.
Get there good and early. Register to go fishing. Grab yourself some breakfast on the breakfast buffet there that they're going to have going on. That's between 6 and 8 o'clock. All right, and then the fish starts at 8 o'clock, and it goes until 4 o'clock. We've got a lot of other things going on. We've got door prizes that we're going to give out throughout the day. We've got all kinds of neat things to give away. We've got fishing rods, fillet knives. We've got a whole bunch of McDonald's gift certificates. We've got gift certificates from the Roadhouse, and the list just goes on and on that we've got to give away for stuff like that.
All right, Randy. So they need to get to the Double Barrel Lounge. Rose is going to have breakfast for them, complimentary breakfast right there on Main Street, Henry, South Dakota. You're going to head out to fish. The lake is Long Lake, which is straight west of Kempeska. What is that? About 5 or 6 miles. It's northeast of Henry. North of the Tinker Town.
Yeah, we're about probably three or so miles, I think, from if you take the back roads, it's not too far.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the good landing is, north of Henry, 1 mile, but you got to sign up in Henry. They can give you the directions while you're there.
Exactly right. It's going to be a fun time. We got to have a big fish contest as well. That's an any species deal. You have an extra $10 to throw in and go after that. We also have a gun raffle that day.
Hey, Randy, cool, can they catch and release that that big fish? Will you guys be around so that thing can be weighed and thrown back in?
We will, Lynn. That's a great question. We are down by the landing in the West End there. We're going to have a trailer. You bring it in, we'll weigh it. We got some holes dug out there, and we'll drop it right back in the drink.
Okay.
So, we don't want to harvest that big fish. You sure can.
Yeah, so everybody bring a cooler of water or something to keep those babies alive for 2-3 extra minutes. They'll weigh that thing and get it back in the water for you.
Exactly right. So, come on out. Let's have a good time. It's just going to be a fun fishing tournament. And really what this is all about, Lynn, so if people know why we're doing this, is we're trying to build a picnic shelter in for Amy Holiday. If anybody can remember, Amy Holiday was very involved in the Henry Horizons. And she tragically got killed in a car accident here almost, last summer. And we just kind of want to keep the name alive. She did a lot of things for the town of Henry, and we're just going to make a picnic shelter for her. And we're trying to raise a little bit of money for this, through the fishing tournament to keep the name alive. That's what we're doing.
All right, Randy, we're gonna try to get good old Neil on for a fishing report from up north. He's guiding up there. Amy Holiday. This is in honor of Amy Holiday, We hope to see everyone in Henry, South Dakota this weekend. I want to say a shout out here. Mark Jites is going, "What's up, Leonard Skinnard? Good morning, Pam Williams." They're watching. Are you watching live on Facebook, Randy?
Well, I can't. I will as soon as I hang up because I have to talk on my phone versus look at my phone this time. How that works.
Yeah. That's always kind of interesting to do that, huh?
You got that right. So
all right.
Get on. I know if you're here this Saturday morning at 7:30 on KS93, you still got time to get out and fish. Even if you're a little late, get on out there. We'll be looking for you.
Oh, yeah. If they hear this on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on KS93. Yes, and this does get rebroadcast on the FM side. So if you are listening to us and you just kind of forgot, you got plenty of time still to head over to Henry.
All right,
Randy.
Thanks, Lynn.
Get on Facebook Live and watch this disaster. Because I'm going to be trying to handle my first production here on the board. This will be a good learning experience right in front of the world. All right, take care.
All right, bye.
All right, everyone. We're going to try to get up to Neil in... here we go. See how this works? I'm going to take that volume down a little bit, and then I'm going to call Mr. Neil. All right, here we go. Is that still too loud? Yeah. There. Now we don't have that. All right, 868-03. All right, now we'll see what we got here. Let's take this back up, go back on. Anybody home? Come on, phones. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Good morning.
Oh, my word. I don't even have rosy cheeks from being embarrassed yet here this morning. Randy, did you see this? I'm running the board. I'm the production man this morning at 1480 AM in Watertown, South Dakota. Who's this?
This is Neil Jensen, live and direct from Wabay Lake, South Dakota.
Hey, I just turned your volume up, so now we can hear you.
There we go.
Oh, golly. Good morning. Randy Angermeyer is watching us. You did it. Yes, you did it. All right. Live report from Wabay. How's it been going up there?
I tell you what, it's been tough, unless you're after bass. We've struggled to get our walleye during the day. Last night, I pulled up shallow onto a feeding flat, and they came in heavy after dark.
So a little bit of a small window, huh?
Yeah, well, the water's crystal clear. You can see to the bottom at 18 foot.
Oh, that'll make a difference. Can't find dirty water?
No, I drove in my pickup from Grenville all the way down to Denholm Bay, which is the length of the lake, popping holes. I didn't find any. No pressure ridges and no dirty water.
The life of a fishing guide. Good morning, Dave Strait. Good morning, Andy Fiolka, watching live on Facebook. She's a game out there. I talked to a guy yesterday that was over... I'm not going to mention I'm not going to mention the lake, but he said, I watched 300 perch swim underneath my fish shack on the camera. He goes, finally I had to turn that thing off and watch something else because that is so disgusting. He said, I did end up getting about 5 of them to bite. So this weather is really playing games with a bite right now.
I would rather watch my wife's copy of Beaches in the DVR than watch fish go by and not bite.
Yeah, exactly. So, how many people are up there? I mean, is Wabe busy right now? Anybody catching into them big perch?
No, I didn't see any big perch. Nobody's really into them right now. They had been up until about a week ago. There's about 15 guys out fishing every day. Quite a few permanent shacks from Aberdeen area. I suppose they come back in the weekend.
So, any other reports from up in that area? How long you been up in that area, Neil?
I got on the ice Monday, been staying in my ice castle. Last night the fish told me I'm starting to smell.
Uh-oh.
So I have to go somewhere and take a shower today. It's time to clean up and get back to it.
Well, you know, that happens once in a while. I mean, you know, if you're going to get down and dirty, you might as well stay in the shack. That way no one smells you. That way no one hears you burp. You know, all the good things that we do when we're out fishing.
That's exactly right. I isolate myself in a corner bay and nobody sees me at night.
Yeah, and your wife is watching right now and she says, stay right out there if you're going to act like that.
That's right. That's exactly what she said. If you're going to act like an idiot, stay out on the ice. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, here's, I don't know if it's Cindy Adkins or Dave, but he says, put the coffee down and start talking, and he's laughing. All right, here's to you, Dave, here's to you, Cindy. Good morning. All right, well, what else is happening up there? How come no one can find those big perch?
They're just struggling everywhere to find the big perch. I heard that Middle Lynn took off for some perch, but... I just heard a rumor of it. I think we're going to check it out either today or tomorrow. And other than that, up here, it's just the bitters, same as always has been. And Wabe Lake is struggling, but you'll catch your fish at night. And that's about all I've really heard. This guy's fishing rush. But it's pretty slow in the ice fishing business up there.
Well, you know what? I think I like it right here in the studio right behind the big board this morning. It's chilly.
I'll be back there next Thursday.
Are you? Okay. Well, good morning again to you, Neil. Thank you for checking in. I saw Facebook, someone's vehicle went through the ice in the Clark area. That report.
That was from 2015.
Yeah, that was from 2015. If you went down that post further, that was from 2015. We haven't heard anybody go through yet.
Andy told me yesterday he had it out already.
You mean it took that long, 2015 to now, to get it out? Oh, golly. All righty. Well, we're going to get a little report here, Neil. I'm going to head over to Corey Rickard here in a couple minutes from Glacial Lakes Ice Fishing League. And they had an event over on Indian over the weekend. And we're going to find out where they're heading next. So long, my friend. Right. We will talk to you next Thursday, if not before. Good luck on the ice.
I got one thing for you. One thing, Lynn.
Yeah, go ahead.
February 25th and 26th, we're having a 24-hour benefit for Stump Wilkins on Indian Springs.
Okay.
It's a fishing tournament from noon to noon. Check out my website.
That is February 26th?
5th and 6th.
Okay. All right, everyone. There's one coming up at the end of February. It's going to be a fun one. Overnight. All right. We're going to head now. Thanks a ton, Neil. We're going to head now to Corey Rickard. Hey, I got my production guy here.
Yeah.
How did I do? Oh,
take
that down. Did you listen to this show?
Oh, yes.
Did you really? All right. You know, this is a two-person operation sometimes, but I didn't get embarrassed yet. Thank you, everyone over there at Brotherhood Arms, for bringing us this absolutely wonderful program. We get in and getting out of this ice fishing mode here in a couple months. We're going to start talking guns. We're going to talk self-protection. We're going to talk all kinds of things. Probably get into the politics of it too. I'm sure I've shut the doggone politics down lately for the last few days because all they're doing is crazy media is going after everybody. They're having all kinds of fun. 6:05. All righty. What else is happening in the fishing world? Guess what? It's February 2nd today. And if you have not purchased your South Dakota fishing license and hunting license, you might as well get the combination.
Good morning.
Because last year's expired 2 days ago. So quick reminder this morning that go online or do whatever you need to do. Okay, we're going to bring in Corey Rickard. Corey, can we get a quick rundown on a little bit of what's happening with the Glacial Lakes Ice Fishing League?
Sodak Ice Fishing League, Lynn.
Oh, yeah, I mixed up the Summer League with your Sodak. I am glad I got the right guy on the radio this morning to clear this thing up, because I was getting...
No, that's not a problem.
I was getting drilled by all the fishermen out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Coming up this weekend, we have our third tournament in our five-tournament series coming up on Big Stone Lake. From what I've been hearing out of everybody, all the local ice fishermen and all around the reach, and I'm glad we're doing Big Stone compared to any other lake lately, because, you know, just echoing what your guides previously in the show talked about, it's been pretty slow out there, but from what I've been hearing on Big Stone is you can still get on them pretty nicely. So, no, we're pretty excited for it. Like I said, it's the third event. We've already done Wabe Lake. That was 4 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago we did Indian Springs and had a lot of success with them, and guys are really excited about it.
Yeah, you hit Indian, Corey. You hit Indian right at the right time. That had been awful slow over there, and there was about a week there where things were happening pretty good, and now actually that little tidbit of information I gave about 300 fish 300 perch swimming underneath this guy's shack and only could get about three or four of them to bite a couple days ago. That game's not easy over there. And Big Stone has a nice population of perch. Good to hear that the timing's going to be good.
Right. I've talked to a couple game fish and parks biologists, and they've said that the year class of they're about 7 to 8 inches. Yeah, 7 to 8 inches right now is just astronomical of the size of the population there, the amount that's in there, and then even after that, the next 2 years after that are looking really, really solid too. So it's definitely got some future to it, and we're real excited about it.
You know, everyone the last few years here now has swore about all those weeds up on the north end of the lake, but ever since that's happened, these perch just have been producing for that lake. I hope the weeds stay up there and don't keep moving south, but man, it's made Big Stone quite a fishery, so it's exciting to hear the reports.
Right. You know, coming from Milbank, that's where I hailed from for about, you know, 25 years of my life, and the perch population was always strong there, but never really for size, and as soon as I moved away, that's kind of when it exploded and when the fish started to grow up. So I'm expecting a certificate in the mail from the Game Fish and Parks at some point, but I haven't seen it yet.
And Ortonville Chamber of Commerce and Milbank Chamber of Commerce and you know, the walleyes are absolutely like big, solid, thick, and healthy up there too. So it's everything's and the crappies and the bluegills and the bass. I mean, everything's healthy in that lake right now. It's good to see.
Yeah,
you should move away more often.
You know, I've been thinking about it every few years, just kind of moving around a little bit. And hopefully people start recognizing that. That'd be all right.
You know, if you move away from Watertown, maybe Lake Compesca would finally come off.
I think you're onto something, Lynn.
I don't think so.
I'll have a for sale sign. There'll be a bunch of listeners just stealing for sale signs and putting them in front of my house when I get home tonight.
Yeah. So who's been taking the prizes here in the Sodak Ice Fishing League? Thanks, Spooner, for checking in this morning. Josh Hogue, Louis Valence, Jay Johnson, Joe Gore. We got a lineup of people listening to your information here, Corey. Who's been doing the work on the Ice Fishing League, and how many guys have been showing up? How many teams?
Well, we have 50 teams signed up for it, and that's kind of what we capped it at this year.
Wow.
We've been having 100 guys show up every time we have an event. And so far, leading team of the year points is Jeff and Grant Workus. But I've talked to Jeff about it just to see if I can pry some secrets out of him. But he says Grant does all the work, and you know, he's sitting in Watertown High School right now, so I can never get any secrets out of him. But, no, they won Team of the Year last year, and it's certainly showing this year with a third-place finish and a first-place finish. They did first up on Wabe, and first on Indian Springs went to Phil Bramer and Ricky Nelson from Watertown.
Yeah, did you hear how they found their spot?
I have not.
Oh, you remember that morning it was really, really foggy?
Yeah.
Okay, and they don't have a GPS. So they're cruising down the lake and they're like lost. And they're like, well, they just about pulled up on one of them islands and they decided that we better quit driving around. They went out where they thought there was some deep water, punched their holes, sat there all day. Won it.
You know, once the fog lifted, where they landed was about 200 yards away from where me and my partner were. That's just crazy. and the second place team was right in between Phil and Ricky and myself. So they laid dollar short and right off the reef is about all it takes.
Isn't that
story of my life?
Isn't that fun, huh? Oh, good. Well, you know what? Been a lot of excitement for that league that you started just 2-3 years ago. It's good.
Yep.
Everybody is excited. They're taking off early on Friday mornings from all the bait shops and all the towns and all the gas stations, and they're heading out to go do their pre-fishing. What a great sport in the winter in this area. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been so much fun just to be able to meet all the different guys. And, you know, there's people give us really weird looks when it's 20 below and we're all gearing up to go out and we do our weigh-ins outside, and you know, people from towns are, you know, we have a place in town where you can do this stuff, and nope, we're going to do it outside because that's the way that we like it. And there's so many guys that just fully support what we're doing, and it just makes it so much fun. There's no hassle with the teams. There's no cheating of any kind, and it's all credit to those other guys that are in the league and just an outstanding group of people we have in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Corey, any parting shots? We got to get to news here, but anything else on the horizon for the SODAC Ice Fishing League?
Well, 2 weeks from Sunday, we'll be out on dry two. The way it sounds, everybody can just leave their augers at home because it sounds like it's Swiss cheese out there. hopefully, we're able to find some of those jumbos that are lurking around down there if it hasn't been fished out yet, but. By the caliber of fishermen that are in the league, I don't doubt that the winning team is going to be upwards of 15, 16 pounds with their 10 perch.
Oh, my, there's still a lot of big perch left in that lake. They just got scattered out from the 20,000 holes that have been drilled there, but they're there. They're there. So good to hear. Again, just want to let everyone know we just had Corey Rickard on from the SODAC Ice Fishing League, and thank you, Corey, for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Lynn. Appreciate it.
All right. Another week of On the Water, In the Air, here from Watertown, South Dakota, and Facebook Live. Again, thank you a ton to Brotherhood Arms. Your firearm needs, your bow hunting needs, right here, centered in Watertown, South Dakota. Over to you, Mr. Randy.